we're all in Cornelius's house, and Cornelius is saying to those who were assembled there, we're here to hear what God has to say. We're here to hear what God has to say. Does God have something to say? Speak, Lord, and make me listen. Make me listen. It's one thing to hear, but then to listen. Oh, if my people had only hearkened to my word, then I would have fed them with the finest of the wheat. I would have subdued their enemies under their feet. Oh, the Lord has desire over us. And he speaks to us. Yes. And may we listen. Let us hear what the Lord has to say to us. And then submit to that word. There's a fellow that comes around our church. I'm forgetting at the moment his name. And I ask him, I say, are you doing what he says? And he always answers, in my own way. That's not a way. We need to bow. Dear Lord. And then respond. Dear Lord. I know the Lord is speaking. He's spoken in the past, and there are those who have listened. I think of my wife, Martha. It'll be a year that she's with the Lord in glory, rejoicing in his presence. And she had a place on Watch Rock where she would go with her Bible and paper and pencil and just sit there before the Lord. And the Lord spoke to her, said, I don't want you to go back to Geller. She was working for two lawyers. The Lord was calling her. I don't want you to go back to Geller and Geller. What do you think her mother thought when she came home and said, I'm not going to go back to Geller and Geller? Being a good German mother, she said to her, I'll give you 2 weeks. And then you'll have to have some kind of a job. Well, the Lord was faithful. My uncle had been in Germany. He often went to Germany for evangelistic meetings. And he had returned. It was on a Friday evening. And the call came to the young people to give themselves to the Lord, his service, to what he had for them. Then he came to Martha and he said, Martha, come to my home. He invited her to the faith home. He had about 25 young people there that were training for the ministry. And so that was her job now. Seek the Lord, live in his service, and then let the Lord take her on in his purpose over her life. She never had a ball team that she had to know the score. You know, we have to know the score. She never had anything like that. It was her Bible and her desire to please the Lord. She had a Sunday school class, and that took much of her time to prepare ask the Lord, what is it that these whom I'm teaching need? And the Lord would show her. And she kept that up until her, well, it was a few days after. I asked her, I said, don't you think, honey, maybe Janet could take your class? What do you think? No, those are my ladies. These are my ladies. My ladies. And in her suffering, whatever, she had a clot, a blood clot in her leg, and had a little had difficulty walking. But no. Until the very last, she served the Lord. And then the Lord took her, and 3 days she was with him. She said, Lord, I don't want to linger here. I don't want to be a burden to the family or anyone. And the Lord granted her request and took her. So, Lord, what are you saying? What are you saying to me that I have to answer? I have to hear his call for myself. What is he saying to you? What is he saying to me? And surely he has something to say to us this evening. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Yes. Jesus. Yes. Jesus. Accomplish the thing you have upon your heart. Yes. That loving design, purpose, will over each one of us. Lord, I pray that you'll put it in us, a determination. I heard that today from Jim. We need to have a determination. I'll serve the Lord. I'm going to that conference because I feel the Lord wants me there. And nothing can turn me aside. I want to be there. And so he went. God met him. I am determined. I've made up my mind. I'll serve the Lord. I'll follow wherever he doth lead me. I'll pasture where he feeds me. I'm determined. I made up my mind. I'll serve the Lord. And as that the service continues, I mean it continues as we go from this place, I'm determined to serve the Lord wherever he places me. There's a Sunday school teacher maybe that is needed, or some type of service. The Lord will have it for each one of us. And may we stand perfect and complete in all his will. Praise the Lord. You know, even our determination doesn't hold unless the Lord works that in us. He has to work that determination in us. People will come from camp and, oh my, they're so fired up that they want to do. And then after a little while, it's same thing again. Well, praise the Lord. He's Lord. He's God. He wants us to praise him. Yes. Praise him. Yes. Praise him. Praise him. It's an acknowledgement. Praise is an acknowledgement of who he is. I praise him as Lord. Lord over me and the situations that surround me. He'll take care of those things. He'll exercise his prerogative as Lord to be my Lord. So, praise the Lord.
Only to be what he wants. To be Lord, let's pray tonight for the campers that are here and who will be going home tomorrow. Let's pray that God would be their shepherd, that God would keep them. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, let's just all lift our hearts and voices to God for these, the cottagers, the campers. Oh, Jesus, put your seal upon their hearts, dear God. Oh, Jesus, come to them, Lord. Come to them tonight, Lord Jesus. Speak your word to them tonight, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, keep them. Seal your work in their hearts, dear Lord. We belong to you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, come. You are able, Lord. Fill them with your spirit, dear God. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Come, Lord. Bless, Lord. Yes, Lord. Someone lead us in prayer, please. Oh, Jesus, 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 come, come.
Thank you again, O Father, for this opportunity this year to have this camp. And at the present, Lord, this group of children and boys. And we pray thee, dear Father, that you will finish your work tonight.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Lord, you're able. You're able to meet them. You're able to come to them and a great way, and we pray, Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit,
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
To meet each one, Lord, in the cottage and in the village. Nanik and Onantham, Lord. Lord, reveal yourself in a mighty way. Make a change this night.
Yes, Lord.
Bring forth victory in each life. Seal the work of your salvation by your Holy Spirit in each and every one. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. For this purpose you came to die on the cross, that these might be saved, that these might be filled with the Holy Spirit, we pray. Father, in Jesus' name, have your way. Pour out your Holy Spirit. Oh, God, lift those counselors, we pray, into faith and to glory, oh, God. Anoint them, quicken them, and use them, we pray.
In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You move, dear God. You move, my God, throughout this camp, dear God. Pour out your spirit, oh Jesus. Oh, Lord, the little ones in the college, dear God, come to them, Lord Jesus. Make yourself real and precious. Keep them as they go home, Lord. Keep them under your precious blood, Lord. Oh, Jesus, you are able, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, come, my God. Oh, we've been blessed these 2 weeks and probably longer to have our brother Phil Collis here playing his violin for us. What a blessing that has been. And I asked him to pluck it on the beach, but he didn't get that far. But we've enjoyed your ministry, Brother Phil. Thank you. And we're happy that his mother is with us now, Sister Ruth Collis. Sister Ruth and her husband, Brother Bob, were directors at this camp for a number of years after Brother Gordon went to be with the Lord. And we're just so thankful for their faithful service to to God and to this place. We have a goodly, godly heritage. I remember Brother Bob had the light in his heart to train young people. And I remember during the off season he had meetings for the young people. Do you remember that? We used to come over to Emmanuel Pentecostal Church, Elizabeth, New Jersey, and gather as young people, and it was our desire to serve God. And he helped us and instructed us, and what blessing that was. And Phil has a song for us tonight, and then his mom's going to come and say something to us too. Praise God. Let's just keep our eyes on God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Just want to complete the picture there for you waitresses. You use this staircase here, right? And there's a little plaque on the side. Did you know that? Did you ever see the plaque? No? Oh. Well, there's a little plaque, and it's dedicated to Brother Ralph Bacher.
Yes.
And that was your?
My brother.
Brother. And you have a sister here, too.
That's right.
Look at that. And a brother-in-law.
That's right.
Ken. So it's like a family reunion. But come, sister, whatever God lays on your heart.
Yes.